Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming funds study for possible new coal-fired power plant in Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. In what could mark the first step towards building a new coal-fired power plant in Gillette, Governor Mark Gordon announced Monday that Basin Electric Power Cooperative will receive $4 million in state matching funds to study adding a second unit to the Dry Fork Station power plant. The funding comes through the Wyoming Energy Authority and will support a front-end engineering and design, or FEED, study to explore the feasibility of expanding the facility. Governor Gordon, in a press release, called the move a major milestone for Wyoming's energy future, saying it demonstrates the state's commitment to innovation while standing by its coal roots. Gordon said, "This is clear proof that coal is not dead. The FEED study for any additional unit at Dry Fork Station stands out as especially significant." According to Cowboy State Daily, coal advocates praised the announcement, describing it as a potential turning point for American energy production and a boost for Wyoming's economy and workforce. The Dry Fork Station, located just north of Gillette, is one of the nation's newest and cleanest coal plants, and now it may become the first to explore expansion in a new era of carbon-conscious power generation. Campbell County approves rezoning for Hoskinson Health expansion. The Campbell County Commission has approved a rezoning request from Hoskinson Health, clearing the way for the clinic's next phase of expansion. According to the Gillette News Record, the decision allows three lots in the Wind Dancer 2 subdivision, located next to the existing clinic, to be rezoned from light industrial to general commercial. Hoskinson Health also plans to consolidate the lots into a single parcel. County Planning and Zoning Administrator Sam Proffer said the clinic has been growing rapidly and purchased the additional land after remodeling its original building. The Planning Commission had already recommended approval before the matter went to the commissioners. Dr. William Hoskinson told county officials the expansion includes plans to build a new surgery center at the site currently occupied by the UPS building. Proffer added that combining the lots will allow for a new entrance and exit off Southern Drive, which will be required as construction moves forward. The proposal received community support, including a letter from Family Life Church across the street. Commissioners approved the rezoning unanimously. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.